Elijah and the Modern Church, October 11. Truths that stand out. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. The closing words of Malachi are a prophecy regarding the work that should be done preparatory to the first and the second advent of Christ. Those who are to prepare the way for the second coming of Christ are represented by faithful Elijah, as John came in the spirit of Elijah to prepare the way for Christ's first advent. Our message must be as direct as was that of John. He rebuked kings for their iniquity. Notwithstanding the peril his life was in, he never allowed truth to languish on his lips. In this time of well-nigh universal apostasy, God calls upon his messengers to proclaim his law in the spirit and power of Elias, as John the Baptist, in preparing a people for Christ's first advent, called their attention to the Ten Commandments. So we are to give, with no uncertain sound, the message: fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. With the earnestness that characterized Elijah the prophet and John the Baptist, we are to strive to prepare the way for Christ's second advent. The hour of God's judgment has come, and upon the members of his church on earth rests the solemn responsibility of giving warning to those who are standing as it were on the very brink of eternal ruin. All can do something in the work. None will be pronounced guiltless before God unless they have worked earnestly and unselfishly for the salvation of souls. Your duty cannot be shifted upon another. No one but yourself can do your work. If you withhold your light, someone must be left in darkness through your neglect. The Lord has a place for everyone in his great plan.